Welcome to the January 28th Chelan County Planning Commission meeting. Like to call this meeting to order, and I see that we have quorum, so we can go ahead and move on to the agenda, which starts with discussing the meeting minutes from December 17, 2025. Have people reviewed the minutes, and are there any discussion items on those minutes? I'd like to entertain. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I don't.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve. Also, a motion to approve the agenda.
Excellent.
I'll second.
Excellent. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? Motion passes. Okay. It does not look like there's members of the community present. We don't need to talk about matters that are not identified on the agenda. So we'll move on to a very exciting topic, which is to welcome Ken Hanbury to the Planning Commission for District
Be
2. We're really, really glad to have you. Looking forward to working with you.
me too.
Okay, and we had some confusion last month about the election of a chair and vice chair, but it's a great opportunity to clear that up. So I'd like to open the floor for nominations for the chair for 2026.
I'd like to nominate Sherry.
Any other nominations? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay. I abstained. Motion passes. Thank you for the opportunity and the vote of confidence. I accept. Moving on, like to entertain candidates for, sorry, I'm forgetting the word, nominations for the vice chair for 2026.
I nominate Doug England.
Excellent. Are there any other nominations for vice chair for 2026? Doug, if elected, are you willing to fulfill that role?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's vote. All in favor of Doug England for vice chair for 2026?
Aye.
Any against? Motion passes. Thank you for your service, Doug. Okay, that was a short agenda. Now we get the chance for discussion. And one thing I'd like to bring up is Jessica sent out the calendar for 2026, and it follows our pattern, but just making sure that everybody puts that on their calendars and notes that December and November are shifted a week early for holidays. Great. And also in the packet were the bylaws. And wondering if anybody has discussion items on those bylaws. Okay. Procedurally, do we need to sign those again or are we good?
I just want to make sure everyone has a copy or could read that if they want.
Okay. Excellent. So I think we're good on that. And I'm hoping that we can hear from staff for a moment to tell us a little about what we might expect for 2026.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. Okay, 2026 is going to be a really big year, and that is because the comprehensive plan periodic update is due in December of this year. We're likely going to be moving it up before December. It was originally due at the end of June. And then the legislature passed a law last year that basically said we have a 6-month extension. But because of funding and grants and everything, we're hoping to do the bulk of it before June and then take it through the approval and hearing process in September, October versus kicking it all the way to the back. So that's going to be a lot of material. It's going to be we're not completely rewriting the comprehensive plan. We're doing the updates that are required by state law. But there are also some development regulations that will follow that you'll also be considering. And those likely, we're going to try and get those done by the end of the year because that's when we're required to have our zoning texts and stuff done. So that's kind of the big picture for the bulk of what you're going to be seeing towards the end of the year. The Board of County Commissioners is also going to be considering the 2026 docket, which is generally identified development regulation changes. It could be other types of changes that have come up as issues over the year. And so last year, and my apologies for this because it was all on my inexperience of working in Chelan County, is I ended up kind of slamming you with a bunch of stuff all at the end. And I'm going to try to avoid that because we'll have the comp plan. So we should have the docket. The board is considering it on February 3rd and February 10th. And so I'm really hoping that on for next month's meeting, that we'll be able to have the docket on the agenda. And that's just to give you an idea of what we may be considering, like more specifics, like the BLA code. I don't think that's going to be it, but all the ones we looked at this year with the storage containers and the BLA code and the farm stays. So that's a laundry list that we are given every year by the Board of County Commissioners. And so I'm really hoping that next month they'll have finalized the docket and I can sit down with you and I can just kind of give you a heads up that these are the specific ticket items in line this year. Given that we do also have the comp plan, we may not get through the entire docket. We did manage almost the entire docket for 25, so you should all be commended for that because that's not an easy thing to do. So that's kind of the big picture. And then as we move forward, there'll be other things coming up. I did want to give you an update on the plan, the public benefit rating system ordinance. The Board of County Commissioners held a workshop on it yesterday. And they're going to hold another workshop on it January 27th, I believe, or February 27th.
January was yesterday, January 27th.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Oh my word, I'm losing my mind. February 17th.
February 7th.
Yeah, February 17th is, and then my anticipation is that they will wrap it up. They will give us direction on sign a resolution like the next week.
Sorry, 24. February 24th at 1 o'clock.
Okay. It's the 24th. Okay. We have something else on the 17th. So just wanted to kind of give you and the rest of the things that you heard this year are also moving forward in the Board of County Commissioners. The BLA is going to be heard on the 10th. Is it the 10th? I wish I had my calendar. I didn't even think. She has a problem. And so those are still going forward. They're still with the board. But you guys spent so much time on all of that, I figured you probably would at least like to hear what happens to what you're doing. So nothing has been passed or finalized yet, but it is moving through the process. And so I'm just trying to think. It's likely that we're not going to have the luxury of spending 7 months on one item
That was a
here.
lot.
Not that I minded, and I'm sure you all loved it, but I don't. We're going to try to get an earlier start on the things that we can. And we're going to have a pretty full schedule because of the comp plan update. So,
And a lot of the wish list items on the docket may be pushed out by the must list
yeah.
because there are bills dropped in the legislature right now. There's one that I've been in a fierce battle with regarding ADUs that FutureWise is there's been some negotiation, so it will, if it passes, it will require some code amendments before the end of the year so
So
that they are effective January 1.
that's
And
accessory dwelling unit, just in
yeah,
case.
yeah.
We throw a lot of acronyms around here.
So there are some other bills being considered, but that one right now has legs.
Yeah.
So
And
whatever passes in the legislature will always be a priority for getting through.
And we are going to see some revisions to the Peshastin and the Manson UGA development regulations to address some legislative changes that were made regarding middle housing. And middle housing is considered that like duplex, triplex, fourplex. So it's kind of that niche in between the single family and the apartment complexes and buildings. And so, they're really focusing on adding the density and the housing at all economic levels, not just throwing out affordable housing as a buzzword, but actually identifying economic levels and housing that should be targeted for affordability for each economic level and types of housing that can be made affordable. And so we'll also see some musts in those. And so, and we're moving forward on the Malaga urban growth area. And so that's something that you'll be seeing. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of moving parts to this year. And the docket, like Dina said, is going to be a wish list and we'll get what we can off of it. But the things that are musts and have tos will get priority.
Yeah, there's a bill right now that I believe it has a hearing coming up, but it is a proposal to move the short plat exemption so that it doesn't have to go through a public hearing from 4 lots to 30 to be
Kind of
administrative.
a big jump.
So instead of having a hearing
Huge.
examiner and county commissioners weighing in, it would be an administrative decision made by the director, which is a little unnerving from my
That's
perspective.
huge.
So, yeah, you'll have a plate full
Have
this
you
year.
heard of a bill on moving any small multifamily over 2 units into the IRC and out of the IDC?
Yes, briefly.
That was me. I wasn't sure if it was just kind of those.
Yeah,
I
that
didn't know if.
would be a separate bill. It does sound a little bit familiar. We've got a really long list of bills, and only some of
I just
them,
wasn't
it's a
sure
short session.
those were one of those ones that just get thrown out there and then never really hear, or if that was one you heard of and
Yeah,
had
there's
hit,
also
but.
a proposal right now, which is really good for our jurisdiction. I don't know if it will get any traction, but it is to basically freeze the updates for building code, which would include energy code updates, to once every 10 years. So that we'd, I mean, the reality of it is in Chelan County, where our power is, I believe, the second lowest in the nation,
Yeah.
only second to Douglas County next door.
Oh, I thought it was
And
Manhattan.
Okanagan County, I think, is number three.
Well, I remember
Where's
at least
that?
a couple years ago, Niagara was the lowest. You've
Well,
beat them out now.
and they, there may be some
Yeah.
repositioning, but we're like one of the top five, right? Lowest power rates in the nation. And the energy code has our buildings so tight that people are having now mold issues.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough circulation. And when you have to do air exchanges every 10 minutes it's required, your building's too tight. So, yeah, so hopefully we'll see some good positive legislative changes that will kind of slow that stuff down, especially in this time of increasing housing prices and affordability. Then we're not adding another layer of cost on top that, for all intents and purposes, is probably unnecessary. So we'll see what comes out of the legislature.
Yeah, every day is a new day for
surprise.
Surprises.
Yeah.
What are some of the highlights on the comp plan? I know you guys haven't kind of highlighted.
It's basically to update. The biggest one will be the housing, the land use element with housing as a focus. We have had a consultant do a land capacity analysis and a housing capacity analysis, and that's all based on the population projections for the county, which is given to us by the Office of Financial Management from the state. And they give each county a low, medium, and high estimated population. And we get to choose which one we think, and we chose the medium, right?
Yes, in conjunction with our five cities, we,
Then we
as a
allocate.
conglomerate, yes, we chose the medium allocation, and then distributed based on those income.
So
The income levels.
far, and so that's the kind of information that's going to be in the updated comp plan. We also have to add climate resiliency policies to the comprehensive plan, and so there's a different department and a different consultant working on that aspect, but we're coordinating very closely. Our transportation plan element, our transportation element is also getting updated. And so the biggest changes you're going to see are in the land use element related to that. That's going to talk about housing. One, there's a couple of court cases that have come down already from other agencies, other counties that put housing provisions in their updated comp plan that the hearings board, the growth management hearings board said didn't go far enough and said you need to go back to the drawing board and you need to make sure that it specifically addresses these different elements. And the biggest thing that they're really looking at is affordability. They're really pushing affordability and all of the different ways that affordability can be provided. So they're talking like, I'm on a advisory group right now for parking, and the push towards eliminating or lowering drastically the amount of parking that's being required for all different uses, residential, commercial, and industrial. And so like, here's an example. We have, they're talking about for commercial buildings less than 3,000 square feet, like one parking space per 1,000 square feet. I mean, it's a drastic reduction. And what they're trying to do is free up those acres of parking lots that you see and making, really putting that infill in. They're reducing parking requirements for housing that is within a certain distance of a transit stop. And so there's a lot, it's not a ton, but there is a significant number of tweaks, I guess, that we're going to have to be making to be able to meet the requirements of that legislation. So we're going to see a lot of, I guess, a lot of small changes that together will add up to a bigger thing. But right now, it's just small bites, but it will be significant as a whole picture.
And we have one, correct me if I'm wrong, we have 1 year after the adoption of the comprehensive plan to come back through with those implementation regulations, the development regulations.
Yeah, some of them. Some of them are due at the end of this year. Some of them were due in 2021, but it was like, well, put them into your next update. And so, and then we've the other thing that we're going to see that you'll be seeing is, oh, wait, you guys won't see it. You already did. The Parks and Recreation Plan, you've already seen it. It just needs to get bundled and go to the Board of County Commissioners. So, climate resiliency, the housing issues, the transportation, land use, those are where you're going to see the biggest changes. The economic is not going to change. The economic element's not going to change. Public facilities element will be updated from when we passed the last one, but it likely won't be really very different. I can't see the rural element changing much. So, yeah, the biggest changes you're going to see that we'll be going through are all related to UGAs, and because we've got Peshastin and Manson, we will be seeing they will be changes coming through this body.
And the Malaga, the
And
proposed
Malaga.
Malaga
Yeah.
UGA.
Yeah. But Malaga will be a whole brand new package for you guys, so
And we'll try and give you pieces of it instead of the whole comp plan.
yeah.
We'll focus on just the transportation element for one, just the land use element for another. You've got the CIP coming up next month, the CIP, the capital improvement
Project.
projects.
Yeah. So it will be a busy year. And some of the stuff you see there, it's just pretty much going to be this what the state said we had to do. So this is what we're doing in response, but not all of it. It's
Thanks.
all about affordable housing.
Yeah. Thanks for the update.
Infill, infill.
Yeah.
So.
So the middle housing, what is the target for, say, a rental rate for a duplex or a triplex in Peshastin or Manson? Is there a goal there in mind? I'm guessing there is.
There will be, but mostly what it says right now is just every. So, this is the big change. Everywhere that a single family residential unit is allowed outright, you have to allow the middle housing. So, right now, if it's a single family zone, you have to allow duplexes and triplexes and fourplexes. And so that is going to be a big change as far as what you're going to be seeing in those areas in Peshastin and Manson. None of this impacts the county outside of urban growth areas at this point and at this time. So the other big change we're going to see to the urban growth areas is that there'll be two accessory dwelling units allowed per lot now instead of one.
Is that the
And
entire county? Sorry, or
no,
just
that's only the
yeah.
urban growth areas for now.
Yeah.
So,
The income strata used for the population allocations really just break it down to number of units that we're targeting to provide, not necessarily rental rates. We don't, that is kind of market driven. I think with the idea that if we hit our number of units target, that it will just naturally bring that cost down, but that's never the case.
It hasn't been so far.
Right.
Yeah.
Depends on supply and demand.
Yes.
If the demand's high enough, increasing the supply isn't going to change.
Until you increase the supply to the point that now you have more and competition and
I wish they would stop calling it affordable housing because that ship has sailed. We're looking for workforce housing. Yeah.
So like when Malaga becomes a UGA, like in Three Lakes, they only allow single family dwellings in a certain heights. So those rules will have to change on the lots that are available.
The height requirement is a development standard that is not necessarily addressed in these provisions of the legislature. So But you could still have a duplex or a triplex that met the building height. And keep in mind that these may be regulations that the county has to allow, but if there are homeowners associations or specific private covenants in those developments, they would have to be enforced privately. But the county wouldn't interfere with those.
I'm just asking because, like, the in our water district, we only allow one single family residence per hookup.
Yeah, well, and that might be a constraint. So the county regulations may allow a duplex or a triplex, but if they're currently on septic and they don't have the space available or capacity, they can't do it. If they don't have the water hookups, they still can't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking ahead.
Yeah.
Because
good question.
We're looking into a lot of things with the water district.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's coming down the road.
Sure.
No doubt.
You know.
No doubt. Yeah, it's
we don't have that many lots left available in there, but
some of the lots out in Three Lakes that are not developed are for a reason because they don't perk.
Yeah, the water district actually owns two of them.
Yeah, because
there are three of them. Excuse me.
Yeah, they couldn't get septic on it anyway, so
yeah, they wanted to. They came to us with one lot, wanted to put septic on our lot that's next to their lot because they're like. Lot wouldn't perk, and they wanted us to allow them to put the septic tank on our lot, and we said no.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, there was two lots that they couldn't get to perk, so the water district bought them during the ULID, and then there's two lots that because we have pipes going to.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these new. Affordable housing, the workforce housing provisions, the middle housing, are really difficult to implement in the rural areas because they're not on sewer. Yeah. And so the density, first of all, the density isn't there, and then the sewer isn't there. So, and with the health district, the State Department of Health requirements just upping the minimum lot size for even a gravity fed septic tank that now makes the lot sizes for individual homes in the county even bigger.
Yeah.
Half acre, right?
They went from 12,000 to 19,000.
To 19,000.
So yeah, right about half
about
an
a half acre.
Acre.
Yeah. And that's kind of the beginning point.
Yeah.
I've seen some where they've come through and said, no, these need to be 2 acre sites. Like, wow.
Yeah. And you know the pressure, that balance that's still trying to be maintained, which goes back all the way to the Growth Management Act, is keeping rural areas rural, keep resource lands productive, and funnel growth into the urban areas where you have transit, sidewalks, water, sewer, you know, all of the stuff that any city dweller could hope to have.
Yeah,
but then you also have the cities that are struggling to upgrade their sewer capacity. Leavenworth right now.
Oh yeah.
You know, they probably need to upgrade
Rock
their,
Island.
Their plan, and I've talked to Maggie about that. Yeah, so yeah, with all of these infill requirements and the middle housing requirements, the county actually is sitting pretty good because we're pretty much bound by the septic requirements, whereas the cities now, in order to accommodate that, they're going to have to do sewer analysis, capacity, upgrading plants, upgrading services, upgrading main lines, extending main trunk lines.
Well, I can tell you, Kashmir, when they upgraded their system, I can tell you who paid for it.
Not by yourself.
No, there's a whole bunch of other people paying exorbitant
amounts. It sure
felt like it, though.
Good thing the power was so cheap. Anyway, so that's kind of what's on the horizon for this year. Going to get comp planned out and fit in legislature where we can and legislation where we can.
Because there's so much pressure on the comp plan and it has to be adopted by the end of the year, we may ask you if you would be so kind and gracious as to have there may be some months where we need a second meeting to get through those elements. But we'll try to give you as much advance warning when those elements are ready, then we can kind of push them through and hear them as soon as as soon as we can, instead of waiting until October.
Yes, yes. And I've got some draft elements already from the consultant. And so it might be as early as March. I start bringing things for a workshop just to be able to get, you know, eyes on what it is and what we're doing. And so obviously some elements are not going to need as much time as others. And so try to, you know, identify the ones that we are going to spend more time on and get those to you sooner rather than later.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yep.
Is there any other topics people want to discuss before we close?
Sounds like it's going to be a busy year.
Well, I'm aboard.
I'm glad we're not going to be working on the same thing for so long.
Yes. Yeah, we're not going to have that this year. We're not going to have the luxury of that kind of time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I now close this meeting.
Awesome.
We'll see you on February.